Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years with a strong accent on New Orleans and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is, with all-time great saxophonist and improviser Sonny Rollins, who was born and raised in 1930s Harlem.
Everybody wanted to be a jazz musician. Jazz musicians were the really top people in our society, and everybody wanted to be a cool cat, you know. Jazz musicians, they dressed sharp, and they could play, and they were up on the stage, and they had all the girls, the whole thing.
Lots more coming up from Sonny Rollins in just about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now, a pianist who often played with and recorded with Sonny Rollins, one of the greats himself, Tommy Flanagan and his trio, Pete Kelly's Blues.
Thank you.
Tommy Flanagan and his trio with the theme from a 1955 film starring, believe it or not, Jack Webb, only the Jams man, as a hot cornetist from Kansas City, Pete Kelly's Blues, on Jazz New Orleans 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. The music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. And the folks at Hopper's Cart and Van, 5601 Magazine Street, just across from Whole Foods. Wines as unique as New Orleans. Coming up on Jazz New Orleans, the Heath Brothers with a beautiful Billy Strayhorn ballad. At Larry Golding's, Madeline Peru team up for a slinky, sultry version of a W.C. Handy classic. Right now, Gene Harris and his All-Star Big Band with Ahmad Jamal's Night Mist Blues.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin, title tune from The Cat, and German-born organist Barbara Dennerlein with Green Paradise. On Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Support for WWNO comes from the Sanger Theater, presenting Wynton Marsalis with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, performing the Abyssinian Mass on Sunday, October 13th. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And from the Louisiana Heart Hospital, an accredited facility providing a full range of cardiovascular care, including health screening every third Saturday of the month. Located between Slidell and Covington, I-12 at exit 74. More at LouisianaHeart.com. Up next on Jazz New Orleans, the Heath Brothers. Gorgeous piece by Billy Strayhorn, Daydream.
Thank you. Hesitating stockings and the hesitating shoes. Can't get to heaven with the hesitating blues. And how long will I have to wait? Can I get you now? Why must I?
Keyboard wizard Larry Goldings and singer Madeline Peru did tasty work on W.C. Handy's Hesitating Blues. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, with support from the New Orleans Opera Association, presenting Marschner's The Vampire on October 11th and 13th at the Mahalia Jackson Theater for the Performing Arts. Opera Bites Back this season. Tickets and opera information are available at neworleansopera.org or 529-3000. Time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week conversation with the great Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins was born and raised in 1930s Harlem and was drawn to music right away.
One of my first people I remember was Fats Waller. I used to hear a lot of his music around the house. I was really at a very, very young age, I was sort of steered in that direction because I loved the music, and I realized there's something great about jazz. And, of course, I soon wanted to be a jazz musician and became a jazz musician. But so early on, I was sort of almost destined, I would say, to become a jazz musician.
Did you all have a piano in the house?
Oh, yeah, we had a piano in the house. We had a piano in the house. In fact, we had one of those piano players that played the rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a lot of this ragtime music on the rolls, and that was great also.
Was a saxophone your first instrument, or did you start on something else?
I think my parents tried to get me to play piano because my older brother played violin, and he was really very good. I used to hear him practicing around the house, and my older sister, she was more or less, she played piano and she sang in church and all this kind of stuff. So I was introduced to the piano at a fairly early age, but it didn't take, and I was the baby of the family, so my mother allowed me to not take my lessons. I wanted to play ball, you know.
Right.
So I got away with that, but soon thereafter, I really liked the saxophone. I heard Louis Jordan, who was my early influence, and I really wanted to play saxophone, so my mom got me an alto saxophone, used saxophone, you know, and I had a lot of Louis Jordan records, and over at my uncle's house, they had a lot of Louis Jordan records, and I used to spend time with them often.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'.
And I heard a lot of Louis Jordan. So he was an early influence of mine. I wanted to sort of, I got all of his records, everything I could get by Louis Jordan. And then, of course, I liked Coleman Hawkins, and I heard Coleman Hawkins playing Body and Soul, that famous record that he made. That was a big jukebox favorite all through Harlem. And Coleman Hawkins represented a little more of an intellectual approach to music, which I appreciated. And I had a yearning to know more. I loved the visceral Louis Jordan approach, but I wanted to know about all of these substitute chord changes and all of this harmonic stuff that Coleman Hawkins was one of the pioneers in. So I got to Coleman Hawkins next. He was my big idol after Louis Jordan.
Sonny Rollins was 7 or 8 when he started alto saxophone, took a few lessons at the New York School of Music, 25 cents a lesson, some other private lessons as well. Then when Sonny Rollins was 9, his family moved up to Sugar Hill in Harlem.
That's when I began to see all of my idols who lived up there. Coleman Hawkins lived up there. Andy Kirk lived up there. Mm-hmm. John Kirby. All of these great guys. Duke Ellington actually lived on my block for a while. So by that time, I was firmly entrenched in the music industry, what I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to be in the music industry, and I had all these great role models around. And so by that time, I moved up on Sugar Hill in 1939. By that time, I was well on my way to, you know, to learning more and eventually begin playing with all of the big guys, you know.
Right. Well, did you start out, once you got a little fluency on the alto, did you have some peers, some folks your age that you play with before you started playing with the big guys?
Well, I played, the alto player Jackie McLean lived up, and we played together. There were a lot of local guys that were good, a lot of them better than me, and I had... And there was quite a competition in these local areas because, as you know, everybody wanted to be a jazz musician. Jazz musicians were the really top people in our society, and everybody wanted to be a cool cat, you know. Jazz musicians, they dressed sharp, and they, you know, and they could play, and they were up on the stage, and they had all the girls, the whole thing.
That's right.
So I really was caught up in that, and you know, it was really, there was no doubt about it. By the time I was 9 years old, that was what I was going to be. As a matter of fact, I sort of knew that I would end up being a successful jazz musician.
Was he ever right? Sonny Rollins eventually switched to tenor sax, became one of the all-time greats on that instrument and in jazz. Here is Sonny Rollins in the company of great drummer Max Roach, superb pianist Tommy Flanagan, bass man Doug Watkins, a Sonny Rollins classic from Saxophone Colossus, St. Thomas. Thank you. Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week, Sonny Rollins, with one of his classics, St. Thomas.